Hey, what's up guys, and welcome back to my episode of podcast. And today I'm going to share to you guys about how I become a visual effects artist. And the aim of this podcast is to encourage people who learn 3D and visual effects by themselves, and they are self-learned. And if you guys want to be a visual effect artist or a 3D artist, and you want to break into the industry, and you don't have any diploma or degree of 3D school or whatever, I think you shouldn't be discouraged, because if you really like it, and if this is your passion, I think that you should do it. Like for me myself, I also have a diploma of college degree, and my diploma is about literature, and it doesn't have anything to do with visual effects and 3D artists. So I had a community. My community is it's a group of people. I mean, we are in the same age, and this group of people, I think it's not a group of people, but it's also my squad friends. And And two of them, they graduated from 3D school in the Singapore and then in the UK. And from them, I learned many things from them. And I try to love, and I know that this is my passion, and this is what I do for a living in the future. So I start learning 3D and visual effects when I was like 19, I guess. 19, yeah. Like in the last year of the high school, I tried to learn it, and that time that I didn't really have a good computer. I mean, I had a laptop, like it was like a quad core laptop, but I think it's really fun to have it. To play around with After Effects at that time, to play around with Photoshop. And like a year after, I consider that I can master the program. I try to learn, I mean, I try to advance my skill to learn 3D, you know. So when I found out that 3D is my life, I try to search many things in the internet. Like in the internet has everything, the knowledge is in there, and I try to learn from GNOME tutorials and 3D tutors, you know, like it Plurside. They have amazing things that they share on the internet, and it's all free. And it's on YouTube, and you guys should check it on the internet, you know. So people who don't have any degree, you shouldn't be even discouraged for it, because like you know what to do. Like if you want to know the knowledge, it's all over there in the internet. And I hope that you guys, I didn't really have much time to explain everything in here, but I will do it in the next episode. So I hope you have a good day. So bye.